All right. I just got back from caving down in Arkansas, which we'll be talking about next week, and mining quartz. And tonight we have a real honest-to-God live show with Steve Barish. Now, I know nobody's ever heard of Steve Barish. Who the heck is Steve Barish? Steve Barish, who the hell are you anyway?
I'm an old-time drag racer.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I like that. I like an old-time drag racer. And Steve and I are going to be in New York City in about 3 weeks. We're going to New York City.
Yeah, big
right?
NYC.
Yeah, and I also want to welcome my Tantalk 1340 loyal listeners down in Florida and Miami Beach and everywhere, and Tampa Bay.
Yep.
And tonight we're going to talk about a little bit about the Chrysalodome. But first of all, I want to catch up with what's been happening with Steve. Now, you have a Saturday night show I'm hearing about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I've been on been doing the show for about 2 months right now. And really have had a lot of luck with it. We've been doing a lot of healings all over the world, and seems to be working quite well, and I've had some people on. I'm having a woman by the name of Sam Savasti on tomorrow night that knows a tremendous amount about vaccines, so we're going to be talking about that tomorrow night.
Vaccines?
Yes, vaccines.
Wow.
And so there's a lot going on in my life right now.
Now, what are you going to say about vaccines? How good they are for you? nice they are? How they kill you?
Death is a side effect?
Huh?
Yep, they really do a job on you.
Yeah,
really
go ahead. So tell me more about your show.
Well, the show itself, basically, it's called the Steve Barish Healing Hour. And I talk about energy, love, compassion, harmony, whatever we can come up with that week that I get messages on, and we talk about it for the hour, and sometimes I get a lot of people on, and they ask me questions about healing, and can I help them do this, can I help them do that, and that seems to really work for them. I had a woman on about a month and a half ago who had, it was an automobile accident, actually, and she hadn't walked in 4 years, and we got her up and walking. So that was really good. So things like that, it's really, really great to do.
That's really good.
Thank you. And I use my my projectors. I use the everything that I bought from you. It seems to really work very well, Fred. So got no problems with that. It's the energy of, matter of fact, I got a new projector that I wear. And you were right. The energy of that projector is quite strong.
Yeah, remember we redesigned it.
Yes, and I find that it works very, very well.
That's
really
good.
Well. And so I'm using that. I'm using the. I finally bought a Master Quartz crystal from you.
Yeah, and you fought me on that one tooth and nail. I remember that.
Right, and that seems to really be helping. And I noticed that my clients can actually feel the energy of the crystal under the table. And so that's been really, really helpful for me and for my clients. And I love sharing. You know, I thought at one point that the crystal was just for me, but I'm finding out that crystals are very universal.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely universal.
Right, and so you can use them, you know, with your clients. And it seems to be quite well in terms of healing. And that's what I use it for.
Yeah, we just were down in Arkansas mining down there.
That's right, I understand that.
But there's no more big points. They didn't have any big points. I did buy one point, but wasn't nothing as big as yours.
Yes.
And it was one that was sort of left over because they just don't have them anymore. Those master crystals just don't exist down there. I mean, they mined them all out, and that's the end of the story. You got to get one from somebody that's already got one or a dealer that bought some.
Well, I'm glad that you talked me into the crystal because the crystal has done so much good for my clients and for myself.
Yeah, that's great.
And trying to find those is very difficult.
Yeah.
So eventually what I'd like to do is even use it on a higher realm of energy. I don't know. It feels like something's coming, but I just don't know what it is yet, Fred. But it's going to be on a higher realm of energy. To use the crystal app, but I'm just not sure for what purpose yet.
Yeah, it takes a little bit of time to really get the full impact of what they're capable of doing, you know.
Yeah, it's quite an interesting tool.
Now, the newest thing, of course, what we want to get you into, which you're resisting, is the Chrysalidome.
Well,
the world's most expensive pyramid.
Is that the one with the diamonds on it, Fred?
Yeah, it's the ones on the diamonds with it.
Yeah.
In fact, right now, as we speak, I thought I'd wait till this moment. And oh my God, you know the sun is setting right now out here, and you should see the sun shining off the diamond. I'm going to be wearing this tomorrow when I drive around. I haven't driven
incredible.
It with it yet. We used to drive with the Power Dome a lot. With this Chrysalidome, it gets you so high, and it's beautiful. I mean, it just sparkles like rainbows on it.
I can imagine.
Yeah, it's got a lot of diamonds on it, that's for sure. Hundreds.
I remember years ago we talked about, if I remember correctly, was it the state police that were wearing your dome for quite some time?
Yeah, the Highway Patrol wore the power domes. A lot of them out here bought them.
Right.
It wasn't standard issue, but they really liked them.
I imagine.
And what happens is, when they wore them, the guy said at night, because a lot of them work late at night,
mm-hmm.
and they said that... it keeps them more awake and alert at night.
Yes.
They don't. The cops don't like the night shift, and that's the big. That's really when they work the most.
Right, right.
With all the DUIs and stuff that they go after, so you know that really helped them out a lot.
Yes, yes.
But anyway, the Chrysalidome. Let me just explain it a little bit here. Originally, you know, the company started. We made a thing called a pyridome.
Yes.
And what happened there was. I never, ever, ever thought I'd put a pyramid on somebody's head. I was working over at Pyramid Power 5 as a salesman, helping. And I'm a rocket scientist turned pyramid salesman, just as a kind of a whim, you know. Because a friend of mine asked me to help her out with her company, needed some help. She knew I could market stuff. So I went over there at Pyramid Power 5, and I was getting them in the department stores. We had a pyramid made out of wood.
Right.
And what you would do is you would take this wooden pyramid, assemble it, and put some line it to the north with a compass, and then you would put some brine shrimp eggs in the pyramid in a little solution, and you'd put some other brine shrimp eggs
right.
in a solution 10 feet away.
Right.
And what would happen is that after about, 6 or 8 weeks, the ones not in the pyramid, the shrimp not in the pyramid, would be floating dead. And other ones, a year later, are great big shrimp where you could almost eat them.
Yes.
And so shrimp represents, you know, it's very similar to a single cell in the human body.
Yes.
So then what we did is a doctor friend of mine named Couture, he worked with Julian Whitaker and originally Nathan Pritikin, who was very, very well known in the health field. He came over and he said, I want a pyramid to put on people's heads. And I said, what for? And he says, I think it would do something to people. And I says, you got to be kidding. And he says, no. But he says, how are we going to handle the alignment problem? And I says, well, you know what I'll do? We have a metal pyramid here made out of zinc, and I'll put some gold on it because I know it's gold. It's a pyramid-shaped molecule.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go ahead and make a gold-plated pyramid. And he said, okay. Then it's theoretically, I said theoretically was the term, it's aligned to all the different directions simultaneously because gold is a pyramid-shaped molecule.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing I know, this is 1975, next thing I know, I go down to his clinic in Newport Beach. I was living in Laguna at the time.
Right.
And he's got tons of people wearing pyramids, most of them women, most of them housewives.
Mm-hmm.
I said to Gary, why are all these people wearing these pyramids? He says, well, when I did kinesiology on the table, I was checking them for vitamin deficiencies.
And what happened was every time I checked for vitamin C, zinc, calcium, you know, with kinesiology in those points, and I put the pyramid over the area where we check them, they tested strong, like they had plenty of zinc, calcium, and magnesium in their bodies. And he said, then what we did is we found if that's true, we put it on their heads, because that's all the meridians in the body, and we checked their blood pressure. It would drop if it was high. If it was low, it increased, and it put them in the alpha state with biofeedback.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing I know, he's taking people off of Valium. This is a pyramid we sold for $10, $9.95.
Right, right.
Gold was $75 an ounce.
Wow.
Look where it is now.
Yeah.
So anyway, that launched Paradigm. That's how I started my company. And later on we added copper. We find that it would work with arthritis. We got the idea, obviously, from the Japanese. We're making copper bracelets, but that worked better. Then we added silver. Well, and this is all a mistake. We didn't know what to add. A lot of trial and error. And then we added silver. And with silver on there, what happened was it affected the crown chakra, and people could meditate, concentration, attention span, all those kinds of things. So then we changed the base metal from steel to titanium, because if you look at Dr. Emoto's work right now over in Japan, he'll make a meditation on water, good, bad, or indifferent.
Right.
He'll freeze the water and microscopically look at it, and you end up with a with the healing vibration that he uses, it looks like a titanium molecule. The same thing happened with a guy over in England, I forget what the reverend was. He was with holy water. They looked at holy water, had the same structure as titanium does. So that's what we thought was good. So that really made a difference. So then we made a gold version, and we actually made a copper version of titanium, but we didn't think that was really necessary, so we dropped that one. We made a gold and silver one. And that went on for years. Meanwhile, of course, the gold price had gone up to $400 or $500, and the prices had gone through the roof on everything, but it didn't matter. It still worked. So then finally, I was working with Lawrence Kennedy and Uri Geller a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about the meditative and healing qualities of a Virginia Beach sand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we made a pyramid, and we coated it with Power Dome, and we coated it with Virginia Beach sand.
Okay.
And that had an enhanced effect, so I said, why not go the full route and put diamonds on it?
Mm-hmm.
So we put diamonds on it, and you don't want to know what this thing does. It gets you really high, feeling really good. I don't know about the healing power. I'm sure it's there, because you'd have to do that. You know what I mean? That's your job.
Yeah.
You're the healing. You healing masters. I just build you the tools. But I think the chrysolidome, is the most amazing thing. You close your eyes, you might as well not, because inside your head, everything is lit up very bright, you know.
That's incredible.
Yeah, so that's what we have now.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I'll tell you what's really been working for me. You know, the first thing I bought from you was a nuclear receptor. I think people know it as a super receptor.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing is so powerful. It's just, it's incredible. When I put it on, I can actually leave my body and go to the back of my body and watch the light come in through the back of the necklace. And it's so powerful, Fred. I mean, it clears everything. And so I can't wait to get to New York City and explain to people how that really works.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have a big crowd there. They're kind of waiting for us, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think the best thing about it is that the first one I bought was solid silver, and that was extremely powerful. And then I went to the gold one, you remember, and that took me 8 years before I could get to the gold. And when I put it on, it was really beautiful. It really, really helped me tremendously. And then I went to the pyramid, It was a Pave, wasn't it? I think Pave was platinum with diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
And that really, really made it very powerful.
That's in the receptor now, right?
Right. And that's really, really powerful. I wish you would make a projector with that. That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we probably will in the future. But if you get into something like that platinum projector, it's over the top anyway.
Yeah.
So what do your patients think of all this?
They love it. They absolutely love it. I've been healing a lot of people in my office. Matter of fact, I just closed my office down today. I'm taking all my clients back home. I just closed down the office, and so I'm moving everybody home. I just turned 65. I don't want to work that hard anymore. So
we have more fun than what you do.
Yeah, I'm having a ball, you know. And I got that new car, so you know, I want to get out in that as much as I possibly can. And
you get time to drive it?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Once in a while, I drive it.
That's like me, once in a while.
Yeah, you know. So you and I are so busy. It's just it's pretty incredible. Things have been happening ever since I've been getting some of your equipment, and it really really made a big difference. It actually enhances everything.
Yeah.
I find out that that really does a good job for me. And it works. It works. It's extremely powerful stuff. And if we can talk to people about them and make people more aware of what the possibilities are and what we can do with these units of yours, I think it would be really apropos for a lot of people to buy some of this stuff.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, I've been getting, there's a book out by Naomi Wolf. It's the 10 Things to Look For Before the End of America.
Mm-hmm.
And in the book, it talks about, going back to how Hitler studied Mussolini and Stalin studied mm-hmm. Hitler, and terms like creating an event like what we call a false flag, like when Hitler burned the Reichstag,
yes,
to create an insecurity feeling, and then
yes,
and then of course, you know, and then they had the Hitler called Germany the homeland, and they had the homeland security, and then there's the terrorism, and all these terms that we see coming out of Bush's mouth were used by former dictators to
yep,
initiate fascism.
1938.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, fascism. All happened. So now that's happening in this country.
Fourth Reich.
Huh?
The Fourth Reich.
Yeah, the Fourth Reich. And the bottom line is, by using this technology of the holographic projector, and I've
mm-hmm.
done several shows, I think I did four shows back-to-back and in the archives recently, on the quantum field and quantum mechanics and how they were using it for negative energy and how we can turn it around.
Yeah.
And we don't have to get up there and protest and fight. We can turn it around right in their heads, you know, or Bush's head and all the other people's heads that are planning these, you know, fascist, movements for the Americans. And the Americans,
yes,
of course, are sound asleep. They don't know what it is, but there's a bunch of my listeners on, your listeners out there, but know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So they can consciously start directing, and I think that one of the prime directives now is to eliminate and concentrate and work into the quantum field of everything, which is a hologram, and fix the potential for fascism by being observative of history. You know,
right,
if history repeats itself when you are not aware of what it was, but when you're
right,
aware of what it was, you can kill it. And you can change it, and that's what we really need to do right now, along with the healing.
Yeah, I think the first thing that I learned is that if people are asleep, and most people are asleep, believe it or not, you and I know that,
mm-hmm,
that if they would put on this nuclear receptor, it would really wake them up. I mean, it really hits them right between the eyes. Their consciousness level will increase tenfold. And
I agree.
That's what people really need. They need to increase their consciousness level because, we're being put to sleep. And, you know, people are watching too much television. They're not reading. They're not listening. And it's very important for people to understand, and including me, including you, including everybody else, that we have rights. That we have rights, and we need to use those rights as much as we possibly can. And that's our freedom. And the nuclear receptor can wake us up to those facts. And I think it's so important that people know that the conscious level of these instruments is extremely powerful. And you're the inventor. They was given to you by the Palladians. And you did whatever you had to do to make this come alive. And, boy, this is powerful stuff.
I agree.
Absolutely powerful. And, you're the inventor. I mean, it's just... you had to put these things together.
Well,
let me explain something
about being the inventor. I'm sort of not the inventor.
Okay.
I'm sort of like worked at NASA and learned about, shape energy. And then I got into nutrition and all of that, and got a Ph.D. in homeopathic medicine, which is not a medical degree. It's a Ph.D.
Right.
People confuse that, and I wish they'd stop doing that because it gets me in a lot of trouble all the time.
Okay.
But the Pleiadians came along. I had some help with Pat Flanagan. I got all his input. He gave me a lot of input in the very beginning on all this stuff because he was the original pyramid guy. So I always give a heads up to Pat Flanagan, Dr. Patrick there. He's a good friend of mine.
Right.
I love him. And a brilliant guy. He's a biochemist more than me. And but I've become a pyramid person because of him. But anyway, the bottom line was, like I was explaining with the radome and the peridome, I made these devices with the potential of what I thought they could do, but I never made a claim. And then they went out to the people, and the people came back and they told me what they did. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And when we got up to the receptor, I had an idea what it could possibly do.
Mm-hmm.
I know that a beam of light comes out of it sometimes, and it's kind of weird, and weird stuff happens. And but I didn't know exactly how this is all going to play out. I still don't. But it seems to be a worldwide thing here happening. You know, everybody in the world's getting these things, and they're all getting... I'll bet you, if you look at... if somebody sells a product, let's say a chair or something, or a sofa, I'll bet you a certain amount of them come back. You know what I mean? Or something goes wrong, and people aren't happy with it, and they send it back. We don't get anything back, ever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people think they want to send something back, and then they... Maybe they'll swap it for something, and then they turn around later, as you know, in that experience down in Alabama or Georgia with that one character, Mike,
right,
where he didn't want the stuff, now he wants it all back.
Yeah.
Eventually, 100% every time they all come back, even if they walk away from it for a while because it was too much for them, everybody wants the stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. But I think the biggest point is that it really works.
Yeah, it really
this
does.
Stuff really works. I mean, it's. I have my projectors off now because I'm going to set them up in my house. Oh, you know what happened the other night?
What?
Let me tell you what happened the other night in my room. I was working with a client, and both of us heard a crack. It was like we saw a crack, and white light hit the room. Like it must. I don't know what the voltage was. But it cracked. Fred, it made the loudest crack, and white light just went through the whole room.
And what were you doing when this happened?
I was in a meditative state, as I usually am when I'm working with a client. And, Fred, I don't know. It was the wildest thing I've ever heard in my life. It's happened to me two or three times before. But
sounds like
time...
ball lightning.
Huh?
Sounds like ball lightning.
Well, whatever it was, Fred, all I know is that it was brighter than anything I've ever seen before, other than looking at when I see electrum. I see colors sometimes as electrum, which is brighter than lightning. And this light is like that. It's just it made a loud crack, and it was pure white light that came into the room just for a millisecond. And my client saw it, too, and I said, did you see that? And I said, well, it's happened about three or four times, but not this loud.
Yeah, it's so, ball lightning. And what happened, the first time we ever had that with our product, we were up at the Jack Tar Hotel in San Francisco, which is now the Cathedral Hill.
Right.
I was with there with Alan Goldman. He was setting up the Whole Life Expos at the time.
Okay.
And we were in there, and we had our booth by a window, you know, where you like a skylight.
Mm-hmm.
And Alan's back was to it, and I was standing there. Talking to a couple of my people and him facing me, this huge energy came, this big ball of white light came. It was ball lightning and it smacked the window and went kabam, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And it freaked everybody out, but I got to see it. It's ball lightning. And so ball lightning is an energy of a nature spirit. When they get so excited, they just start tossing energy around. It comes out like ball lightning. It's a good thing. It won't hurt you. You don't want it to hit you, but it won't.
Yeah,
but
it really is
fun.
It was really, really, I mean, it lit up the whole room. I mean, just lit up the whole room. And I think that's the second or third time that's happened. but not at the extreme level of the power. You know, the pop, you know, it was just a real loud pop, like electricity was meeting another electricity and was popping, you know.
Oh, I know the sound of it, yeah.
Yeah, so that was really great. That was really good. That, you know, some good stuff is happening out there.
Yeah.
Really, really good stuff. And I really think that that we're doing the right thing. Honest to goodness, I love the products. The projectors are extremely powerful. And I bought that new projector. You sold me the new projector. I
silver one, yeah.
Yeah, the silver one. And the silver one is just as, or if not more powerful than the gold one that I had.
Yeah.
Which was the old style, but now I got the new style in silver, which is more powerful than the gold one I had before.
Yeah.
So
we changed the energy, and you got some pretty good diamonds in this one, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you said you were going to fix me up with some good diamonds, so
you like them?
You did. That's what you did.
Yeah, they're pretty good, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Really, really nice. Very pretty. Very pretty. But the energy is phenomenal, and what we're doing with them is even more phenomenal. You know, it's when you know, sometimes when we talk, we have people give us a call,
right?
And they're wearing those nuclear receptors. I can look at the back of the receptor and see what's wrong with their body. You remember about a month ago when I was talking to that woman? I believe she was a healer,
right?
And she had, I think she was healing for like 25 years or 30 years. And she was having problems with her lungs, if I remember correctly. And I saw the part of the nuclear receptor on her, from her back. I left my body, went to the back of her body, and was actually telling her what the problem was in her body was the lungs.
Right.
And we had we did some work on the lungs. She felt a lot better. So that's good. I mean, there's a lot of things that we're doing with these projectors, and even the nuclear receptors, and I just hope more people realize that these receptors are so powerful.
Well, you know, I got that book that Brad Steiger wrote. It's a slightly fictionalized experience of how the receptor came here through the Pleiadians.
Right. You're talking about the Secret Promise?
Yeah, The Promise. It's called The Promise now. And those are out of print, but we got we rewrote the book. We updated it a little bit.
Right.
And now it's available for $10 or $12. It doesn't cost much.
You know, I read that book twice a year. Honestly,
yeah, it's a good book, isn't it?
Oh man, it's fabulous.
Yeah, it's got a lot of stuff in it. The only thing that we really changed around on it to make it, you know, where it's not exactly accurate, is to make my father what I really was in my past life. The stuff that happens to my father in the opening of the book,
yes,
because it reads like a novel.
Yes,
was really what happened to me in my past life.
Really?
Yeah. That's the only thing that's changed. Everything else is pretty accurate.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah, by the way, you guys out there, we got the fast chat. I see Elizabeth and Jemenia or so. Jemima have been talking about. If you guys want to ask any questions, we're on the fast chat too. So we'll take your questions. If anyone wants to call in, we got the call-in numbers too. So. So everybody knows they can reach us here today if anybody has questions. Usually people...
Oh, there we go.
There's a squeaky question. What's the question? who's the caller?
Hi there. This is Sandra from Ohio. I'm the woman with the lung that Steve was talking about.
Oh, the woman with the lung.
Hi. Actually, I'm doing a lot better thanks to all the Dr. Fred's technology and Steve's ministrations with the lung and everything, doing much better.
Thank you. That's great.
Thank you.
And... I just as a kind of a refresher, I have the duotone receptor with the yellow sapphire.
Oh, wonderful.
So, and today, I'm so excited. Today, I just received my personal projector. I haven't had a chance to try it yet.
Put it on right now.
Well, I've heard different advice from different people about it. I've been wearing the receptor for, it's going on 4 months.
Okay, that's all right.
Put that projector on, honey.
Pardon me?
You can put that projector right on.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, I was kind of wondering if I should wait the full 6 months.
Why don't you put it out on the show and tell us what you feel.
And I can feel that I'm still healing with certain things.
But yeah, that's okay.
But I'm feeling very strong, and, you know, it's done so many wonderful things for me. And one thing that I wanted to report, I had spinal problems for probably 18 years, a severe fibromyalgia for 22, 23.
Right.
It started after some major abdominal surgery that I had.
Yes.
Back when I was 28 years old. I'm 51 now, so the larger part of my adult life has been just nothing. And so the fibromyalgia got worse and worse. And I found a few things that helped it nutritionally, but just very minor help for it. And this receptor is going gangbusters on it.
Yes.
One of the things the fibromyalgia did was it caused spinal pain and difficulties. Apparently, electrical flow is just short-circuiting in certain areas, and it would literally shift the vertebrae, so I'd get subluxations in the cervical spine and the lower spine, at lumbar. And there were certain chronic areas, but the whole spine, sometimes the occiput would just slip out, you know, at the base of the skull.
Yes.
And so I was seeing a chiropractor once a week, but still having regular problems, even though he was very good. And it took wearing this receptor just about 3 months. I started feeling an improvement all along. The chiropractor noticed a difference in the patterns of what was happening with the spinal issues and,
right.
and different improvements. But just about the end of 3 months, I noticed almost overnight, suddenly, a lot of the pain was gone, the stiffness was gone, the spinal issues were disappearing very quickly now.
Yes.
And within about a two-week period, once I crossed that 3 months of wearing the receptor, just about everything's gone now.
Great.
And the spinal issues are very minor if, you know, the larger ones are gone. So it's absolutely wonderful.
Yeah. That's pretty amazing. That's a good testimonial.
And there was something I wanted to ask about my mother now. She's approaching 80 in a few months, and she's here in a hospital bed. I take care of her. And I'm still paying off my projector, but when that's finished, I'm going to get a receptor for her.
Right.
And she has so many problems, but it seems like the one that's really taking her down right now, the major one, she was last August diagnosed with myelodysplastic syndrome, which supposedly is a form of blood cancer, a kind of a precursor to leukemia. There's an immature chromosome in the blood marrow, or the bone marrow, so
yeah.
that she becomes anemic. And she also has a form of lupus that attacks the joints. And her joints are so gnarled and twisted. It's like her fingers are crossed over each other. Her toes are all gnarled and crossed over,
mm-hmm.
so she can't walk very well. Two different issues, but they might both relate to bone marrow, you know, the immune system with the lupus. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, she probably ate an awful lot of saturated fat in her life, too, like most people of that generation did, not knowing any better, you know?
Oh, yes, she did, yeah.
And that's what happened.
Yeah. So do you have any idea about, you know, what would be good for her receptor-wise?
With all that, yeah, something fiery, like a ruby. Yeah, she needs fire in her system, you know?
Well, you know, it's funny. I know the birthstones are something that supposedly made up, you know, by greeting card companies and things, but her birthstone is a garnet. She's a Capricorn.
Yeah.
And Capricorn rules bone and all that stuff, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's true. You know, it works in the pituitary gland, and what it does is it sends out what's called tropic hormones. In other words, it balances the entire body.
Mm-hmm.
And with her in that situation, being as old as she is and beat up as she is, she needs to get that, try to, as much as possible at her age, to rebalance the hormonal system.
Mm-hmm.
And so the ruby will do that on the receptor. It works in the balance. How far and how long? I mean, I don't know what her reproductive rate of cell rejuvenation is at this point. You might want to go down to Sharper Image and get one of those ion breezes for her, too, or get one of our professional air purifier ionizer systems and put it in her room. They're not very expensive.
Okay.
It's about the same cost as one of our, you know, regular receptors. Because what happens is your body needs negative ions to reproduce cells. And when you put that receptor on her, it's going to cause a desire of the body for electrons, free electrons, to make cells, you know, reproduce.
Mm-hmm.
And in a hospital environment, it's so darn sterile that you can count on there be no negative ions in there, so it'll be hard on her to not have, you know,
well, she's
ions
here at home. She's in a hospital bed, but she's at the house here.
Huh?
She's in a hospital bed, but she's here at the house here. I take care of her.
Well, then put her put it in her room then.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Really, your body reproduces cells at the rate of 90 million per second. And what happens is you get too many positive ions in a room, which most rooms have because of pollution on the outside, the negative ion content drops way down to like 50 negative ions per cubic centimeter. And your body can't reproduce a single cell without negative ions. So if you don't have any, your body literally is starving for, you know, for electrons. It's like starving for oxygen. It actually is starving for oxygen because you can't assimilate oxygen because the ionization isn't there. And the ionization to assimilate oxygen, the way it works is there's little hairs in your lungs called cilia.
Mm-hmm.
When there's not negative ions aren't present, the body produces a lot more mucus, and these little hairs lay down in the mucus. And when they're laying down in the mucus, you can't, you don't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a twofold problem. So that negative ionizer will work very well with the receptor.
So you think ruby, not garnet, huh?
Well, garnet will work, too. Anything that's red.
Okay. Okay. And there's one other thing. Before I forget, I also want to thank Steve. We called in on Steve's show, I think it was a couple weeks ago, and he worked on my mother, you know, on air. And she said she slept like a baby for the next three nights.
Oh,
she has difficulty sleeping because of the pain.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. So thank you for that.
I made a connection to her heart already. Are you capable of seeing energy?
Me?
Take a look at her heart right now. It's very, very bright light. You should be able to see that.
Okay.
Can you see it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I did the same thing with her spine, and I did the same thing with your spine. Your spine is clear on the back, and her spine is being cleared out, and there's new molecules and cells going into her spine as we speak right now.
Oh, excellent. Thank you.
Okay, and I'm working on her DNA. I have the capability of taking the DNA out of the body, the strands, and I'm looking at it right now, and I'm clearing them. So,
you know what's funny? I'm a professional astrologer as well as a psychic, and what I've of course, we know that this is all consciousness. It comes down to consciousness.
Yes.
Like I said, she's a sun sign Capricorn, and that's bones, skin, and teeth, just generally speaking, calcium in the bones and whatever. But and I think Neptune and that type of frequency has something to do with bone marrow, too. I know it's lymph,
yes.
but she has been like a lot of people who are becoming disabled, and they're feeling a lack of control in their lives. She's been acting more and more juvenile, and it's not senility or anything like that. It's just she's acting like a child. You know, she can't get her own way, and she has little tantrums and things from time to time. And I remember thinking, and I even said to her one time, it was mean, but I said, you know, you're acting like a 4-year-old. Grow up.
Mm.
And then it was shortly after that we found out that the myelodysplastic syndrome, which hadn't been explained to me terribly well, we found out that it has to do with an immature chromosome in the bone marrow. So it's almost like there's this weird immaturity thing following through in consciousness.
Okay. Do me a favor. Take your hand.
Uh-huh.
Put it over your mother's, the back of her spine. You'll feel a whole different energy level than you've ever felt before from a human. Just put your hand back
okay.
and you'll feel it.
I can't reach her with where I am with the phone right now.
No.
Oh, you mean
what I want you to do is
mentally.
Hold your hand up.
Okay.
See her spine and put your hand near the spine. You'll feel a tremendous amount of energy, more than you've ever felt before. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I can. I can see it even better than I can feel it.
Yeah. What we're doing is changing the cellular level and the atomic structure, and her levels are going up very, very quickly.
Great. Thank you very much.
Oh, anytime. 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 She's really changing very quickly.
Excellent. Well, the last thing I wanted to mention to both of you, you were talking about, what did you call it? Responses with the receptor, you know, the feedback, things that you experience with that. When I first got my receptor, I did feel a difference within probably 5 minutes of putting it on. My energy and my mind becoming a little more balanced and easier to think, a little clearer. And I think it was about 3 weeks after I had it. I do not wear it to bed. I just wear it during the day. I put it on right after showering and take it off just before bedtime. I rinse it off and put it away. But about 3 weeks after I started, I had a dream. Now, I'm a very dream-oriented person. I get a lot of information in my dreams. And, Steve, you were talking about the kind of crack or the explosion in the light kind of thing.
Yeah, the ball lightning.
Yeah, well, there have been maybe four times in my life where I've had very lucid dreams where I would get like a big explosion. It's definitely sound, and I don't usually get sound in dreams. Most of the communication is telepathic and it's visual, but not auditory. And these four instances in my life really sounded like dynamite going off or like the roof being caved in on the house. And there was literally a vibration against the outside of my eardrum as I was waking up, and the explosion would wake me up. And in each time in these dreams in my life, scattered over my life, I knew that based on what was happening in the dream, the feelings I had as I was waking up, that this was a breaking of karma, that's what it sounds like in the consciousness and in the energy when you break through a karmic issue. And I can tell you 3 weeks after wearing this receptor, I had one of those dreams. That was the fourth one ever in my life like that.
Fantastic.
It's like somebody picked up a chair and threw it against a heavy door, and the door is going, blah, 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 you know, and just bamming.
Wow.
And the interesting thing is, in the dream, I was down in the basement of my house, and I was looking up, and I could, like, see through the ceiling of the basement, and I knew that I was standing underneath the Great Pyramid of Egypt. Pyramid. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And I knew that the pyramid had three levels. And now I've had a number of lifetimes in ancient Egypt, so, you know, it could relate to that, too. But the pyramid technology I thought was interesting.
Well,
and
one of the things that happens in these experiences, I know I'm educating my people, you know, the people that listen to me that are interested in this kind of topic. I cover a lot of topics, this in particular,
mm-hmm.
is that one of the big things in quantum physics is that when they, you know, if you're going to walk across a room, you know, you're not just walking from the one end of the room, the north to the south end of the room. You have the potential of walking every direction in the room before you go to the south, going to Mars, going to every planet that ever existed or could exist, and then finally you cross the room. And that's the way the mathematics works in quantum, because the electron goes everywhere and every when. It's timeless. You know, the Andromedans don't have time. Pleiadians have time, Andromedans don't. But what happens is, with quantum mechanics, when you're dealing with a situation like you're talking about, especially in a dream state, you're sometimes dealing with the present, past, future, and all at once. and when you do that, what it's really telling you is you're in the now. You've opened up the door into the now. It's like you're in the Twilight Zone,
oh,
you know?
Yeah, wait till you hear what I opened up, though, because
yeah.
I remember there was the staircase coming down into the basement here in this house. Apparently this was the now. And I was looking up the staircase. I couldn't see anything above, but I knew this pyramid looking through the ceiling. I could kind of, in my mind's eye, see it, and it had three levels. And I remember thinking that I had helped, I could feel it right through to the marrow of my bones, that I had helped establish the knowledge in that pyramid. And I was angry because now there was a certain, call it powers that be or authorities or whatever, that would not permit me in there at that information. And I was co-creator, co-owner of it, and I was, you know, really, like, ticked off. Who do these people think they are? So apparently I had set some dynamite or something, and I was going to blow through the first level and get in there and be able to access the information that I wanted and lay claim to what was mine, you know. So now we're talking higher consciousness stuff and everything, so this was symbolic of that, I'm assuming. And so what I did was I looked to the other side of the basement, and there was a small group of people there, maybe about a dozen, male and female, dressed a little differently, each one from the other, and they all looked very kind of anxious or actually afraid.
Right.
I didn't feel afraid, and I kind of, it's like, well, don't worry about it, it's going to be fine kind of thing. Yeah, but they were just kind of crowded together, knowing that I was in charge, and whatever I did, they were kind of stuck with it, dealing with the consequences. So anyway, I blasted through, and there was this explosion, and a little bit of dust came down. The dust didn't cover me. It covered them, though. And I had a sense that these people were the other aspects of me, past, future lives, all this stuff, you know. And I didn't get covered with the dust, though. They did. But the funny thing was, after I heard the explosion and the one level got blasted through, and I thought, oh, did it. Great. We're good. I started toward the stairs, and another one went off. That was a big one. And I thought, oh, boy, I didn't plan that one. What was that about? and I, more dust came down the stairwell. Again, didn't touch me, but it got all over them.
Can I interrupt you for a minute?
And that, well, that was pretty much the end of the dream. After that, there was a third one, and now I got concerned because I really hadn't planned those other two. The third one woke me up, and just as I was opening my eyes, I saw the ceiling open up, and I was literally underground looking up at a like a major modern-day city. Like, I could see the sidewalk up there, and people were walking back and forth.
Right. Now, let me bring you up to speed on,
okay.
on probability here. Okay. First of all, in this book that I'm supposed to be writing, Inside Track, one of the things I bring out is that we're not going through serial reincarnations anymore. We don't do that. The higher consciousness people quit doing it. The lower ones will do it, but not very actively anymore like they used to. There's no heaven world. It's all here, heaven and hell. Secondly, we're living parallel lives all at once. So when you, in your dream, see all of these aspects and then you intuitively say what you just said, that you feel these are different expressions of past lives, you're pretty much on the mark with what I've learned from the extraterrestrials and the Tibetans. Secondly, in the Great Pyramid in Egypt, we have seven receptors hidden in the Great Pyramid in secret areas where nobody will ever find them.
Cool. That's so
seven
neat.
Seven of them have been placed there since 1981.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's seven receptors in the Great Pyramid of Egypt. My receptors are in there.
Huh.
And so what happens is when you hit that resonant vibration that you're talking about, your receptor is now resonating with one of those seven, and you will astral project into the pyramid, and that's exactly what you did.
Oh, they said third level, so whatever that was about, there were three levels. I did all three.
Yeah, now where's your projector at now?
The projector?
Yeah, which you just...
Well, I just got it today, but
where is it?
This was with the receptor that this happened. It's
and
in
where
my,
is it?
It's just in the next room.
Why don't you go get it?
Yeah, you get him, put it
go
on.
Go get it. And come out here. I'm on the radio...
Uh-oh.
Bring it out to the radio.
Okay, it'll take 1 second. Okay,
yeah.
Just a minute.
Hey, Steve.
Yes?
We got live-action radio here tonight.
Oh, yeah.
This lady's about to have one heck of an experience.
This is great.
Huh?
She's a fantastic lady. I mean...
Oh, she's brilliant. She's having the most intuitive dream.
I've got it.
Okay, now take your receptor off.
Okay.
And put it 10 feet away. 10 feet or more away from
you. You said 10 feet away?
Yeah, away from you, somewhere.
Okay.
Out of your direct aura field.
Okay.
You got it
well,
over there
actually,
somewhere?
Actually, when I walk into a room wearing that and there's a TV in the room, we're talking 15 to 20 feet, and I affect the reception
okay.
on the TV.
Yeah, I believe it. Now, you got it put somewhere now?
Yeah.
Okay, now hold your projector up in front of you and look at it so you can see what it looks like.
Right? Okay.
Now, while you're holding it, turn it in a clockwise direction. So that's facing away from you, so that's the flat side, and then put it on now.
Okay.
All right. Now that it's on, close your eyes.
Uh-huh.
And take, you know, 4 or 5 deep breaths, you know, and we'll just go to about 15 seconds of silence. Well, Steve and I won't talk while you take, you know, 4 or 5 deep breaths. We're going into silence for 15 seconds now on the
okay.
radio.
Okay.
Okay, now just go ahead and open your eyes and relax a little bit.
Wow, you know what? Just
tell
opening
what
my eyes.
It's real simple. What happened? Anything?
It well, first of all, I was before I opened them, I was feeling just a little cool rush.
Yeah.
I opened my eyes, I'd swear I'm a foot taller. It
yeah.
looks like I'm standing a foot higher than I mean, I'm physically seeing this. It just looks like I'm taller. I'm wearing high heels or something kind of thing.
That's funny.
Yeah.
How do you like the projector now that you're wearing it for the first time?
Oh, it feels really good. It feels like going out on the first clean spring day after a long winter.
Yeah.
And everything's cleaner and fresher and lighter.
Yep.
And
yep.
Oh, this is cool. Well, you know, I got to tell you, this really does feel neat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's a different feeling than the receptor, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Way different. This is a wave device. Now you are in the quantum field. Before you were doing a little astral travel with a receptor, now you're part of the field. Yeah.
You know, I had that dream probably about a month ago with the receptor and the pyramid.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to mention it, I just journaled it, my spirit guide here, I'm a medium also, my spirit guide was nagging me about, you know, you have to talk to Dr. Fred about this, and I'm glad I did. Thank you. Thank you. You filled in a lot for me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but because, you know, that's what BBS Radio is for. We like to talk to people out there that are having fun, that share real experiences while they happen and clear up things that happened previous to when we get on the air, you know?
And this is brand new. I mean, you're wearing it for the first time, and you can actually feel such a big difference.
Oh, yeah. I love this.
Yeah.
I'm not going to want to take it off tonight now.
Now you know how I feel.
You know, I can feel my heart chakra opening more.
Oh, yeah.
It feels so great.
Yep. Yep.
Wow. Well, I don't want to take up any more of your time, but thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Yeah,
so
now
much.
One other thing you need to do when you get a chance is order one of those Crystilla domes. We'll give you the Pyridine. You're your regular customer. We'll give you the easy 12-month payment plan to get you started. Because, you know, doing your astrological work, wearing one of these things,
uh-huh.
You know, it's like if somebody were to slap you on the cheek, you know, you see, like, sparks. You know what I mean? Well, it's like getting the slap without the pain when you put this thing on.
Wow.
I had to take it off. I had it on halfway through the show. It was getting too high.
You know, I have to tell you, speaking of that with the work, my mediumship work,
yeah.
It's always been, I have to say, relatively good, and that's from feedback from my clients.
Right.
But I have felt more tuned in during my consulting sessions wearing the receptor.
Yeah.
And, I mean, really sharp and clear and, you know, instead of having to, like, sift for a moment through the data coming in, it's just boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, absolutely no, wonderful. I understand. Now, with the projector, Steve, you're in Steve's turf now.
Yep.
Right, Steve?
Yep, your energy feels much fuller.
Wow.
Much fuller.
Okay, well, thank you again. And,
oh, you're quite welcome.
Yeah, have a good evening. God bless you both.
All right, thanks.
God bless you, too.
Okay, bye-bye.
That's a wonderful testimonial.
Yeah, that's a good one. Well, she put our projector on for the first time in her entire life. You know, what's really cool, not to honk my own horn or nothing, but, you know, having the thrill of making all these things that I've made over the years is not the money or the making of it. It's the experience we just had.
That's worth
everything. That person's life will never be the same in a good way.
That's right.
That's what it's all about.
I mean, from 1 second, and then all of a sudden she could feel her heart chakra open up, which is going to give her a higher consciousness level.
Oh, yeah, that's the doorway of the immune system.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's just beautiful to hear that. And it's live. You know, it's live. It's actually live. And that's the beautiful part about it.
Yeah, this is not a programmed program. It's not rehearsed thing. You know, anybody
that's
else
right.
wants to call in? Got a few minutes. The toll-free number is 877-876-5227 in the U.S. and 888-815-9556.
Oh, there you go.
Here's a caller. Who we got on the line here?
Hi, my name's Rebecca. First time listening to your show. It's really great. I know you guys are short on time.
That's okay. Rebecca, we got another 5 or 6 minutes. Where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from California. Don said you probably only had about 2 or 3, but...
Heck with Don. What part of California?
I'm from the Bay Area.
Cool. Yeah, come up and see me next fall or spring when I go up there to the healing festival. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, my question is, this is the first time listening to your show. I have no idea, like, where I can get your product or what websites are on or anything like that.
I'll give you the information. You can go in the Google search engine.
Yeah.
Just type in Dr. Fred Bell.
Oh, okay.
I'm all over. I'm on millions of sites. And that'll take you to our website, which is Pyridine.com.
Okay.
And my toll-free number is 1-800-729-2603.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And we run a funny show here. I don't advertise, you know, and Steve doesn't either. We forget to put our phone numbers out because we have so much fun with new callers, you know.
Uh-huh. Now, who's Steve? I don't know who he is.
Steve Barish is a healer from the East Coast.
Okay.
He's got his own show. Tell her about your show. He's got a Saturday night show on it.
Yeah, I have a Saturday night show. It's coming on at 6 o'clock at night.
Okay.
And it's called the Steve Barish Healing Hour.
Okay.
And Fred's been nice enough to let me be on his show. He calls me his sidekick. So.
Okay.
He was my sidekick for the first 6 months, so he had his own show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great.
How did you find out about us anyway?
I was just listening to the previous show beforehand, and it rolled over into your show, and I just stay tuned. I was actually going to go do something else, and I continue to stay at my computer and listen.
Oh, so, good.
Yeah, it's really great. I mean, I'm totally right with you about the stuff that you're talking about, people wanting to be asleep and that whole stuff. So it's just really great.
Thank you.
Yeah, go into the archives on this network. And I also have another website called raysoftruth.tv.
Oh, okay.
You'll see it all in the stuff. And that's it's a $10 a month site, but all these shows are over there, too, and you can subscribe to this site. I've got 2 years of back shows you want to catch up on. We cover a lot of topics here.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Yeah, I got rid of my TV, and it's been the best thing I've ever done. So.
Yeah, no, you don't need a TV with Dr. Fred and Steve on here.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hey, well, thank you very much. I'm glad that I could get on the air and get the information.
All right. Thank you, Rebecca.
Sure. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, Steve, it's a lot of fun getting new people on every day. You know what I mean?
So much fun.
Huh?
It's so much fun, Fred.
Yeah.
It's like a perfect tie.
Yeah.
You know?
No. It's funny because Don's time and mine is different, you know.
Yeah, that's what they were saying.
We got a few more minutes, but he probably would argue with me or something. You
yeah.
know?
But this has been quite a good evening. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was really quick. Yeah. Anyway, get that book, Rays of Truth. Get the Crescilla Dome out there, you new listeners and old listeners and everybody. And Steve, give. Talk about your show. Give him your...
Oh, sure. My name... the name of the show is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. I'm on Eastern Standard Time at 6 o'clock at night. You can reach me on my cell phone, 585-746-8321. And I do have... I can give you my website. It's www... No, that's
they want, everybody's excited. They want your website.
Yeah. It's Stephen A. Barish
right.
at frontiernet.net.
And repeat that again, Steve.
Yes, it's Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, A. Barish, B-A-R-I-S-H, at frontiernet.net. And I'll answer anybody's phone call. If they call me on the website, please give me your phone number and I'll call you back.
Okay. All right, well, and my number is 1-800-729-2603. I got my airplane sitting out there. I'm going to jump in it and head across the room. You've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show at bbsradio.com and www.tantalk1340am in Florida in Tampa Bay. We've had Steve Barish on as our guest. His show is on tomorrow night at what time, 3 o'clock?
At 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. And with that, I got to get out of here because I'm out of time.
Bye-bye.
So, all right. We'll talk to you soon, Steve. Thanks for being on, man.
Thanks, Fred.
Okay. Guys, bring me the engine.